The city of Provo, Utah, has a curious cohabitation ordinance on the books. It received little attention until Susan Sewell went with her children to the Utah County Animal Shelter this past August to adopt a kitten. And in a letter to the Provo City Council, she describes what happened next.
We filled out the necessary paperwork and turned it into the shelter employee, and were surprised when she said we could not adopt the kitten because we already had two pets. My children were devastated. They came home in tears. I was not aware of this law, nor were the three people I talked to at the city and county buildings yesterday. One gentleman had to look it up in the rule book.
Dave Connect is the chair of the Provo City Council, and he joins us now. Could you explain this law to us as you understand it?
There is a law in the books that says you can have two dogs or two cats. The question has come, why can't you have two of each, or two of one and one of another? And that's the request, that it be changed to allow two of each.
So I guess that's the confusion. You can own two dogs or two cats. And I guess one of the questions is, can you own a single dog and a single cat at the same time?
And that's where you have to go to a different part of the code that says you can have two household pets. And so the answer is technically yes. But, gee, a lot of people want to have more than two pets.
And sometimes more than a couple of pets that aren't of the same species. I mean, you might have a dog person and a cat person that happen to live in the same house.
Right, and the rest of the code specifies that household pets includes birds. So if you have two birds, technically you wouldn't be able to have dogs and cats. So we really need to look at the big picture here.
Oh, my Lord, and if you got fish in the picture, I guess it'd really be confusing.
Well,
how did all this confusion, how did you find yourself with all this confusion? How did these laws get on the books?
The one that deals with dogs and cats, I believe, was put on separately. It's in a different chapter dealing with animal control, because that's the type of animal they have to worry about running around the neighborhood, and they wanted some reasonable limit. And elsewhere in the code, it says you can have two household pets. Unfortunately, when you define a household pet, it includes virtually all the animals, hamsters, birds, dogs and cats and rabbits. So we need to go back and look at how it's been enforced, which has not been the problem. This is not an enforcement issue. It came from the county shelter, where they said to the lady, gee, you can't take home another cat because you already have a dog and a cat.
Now, prior to that, did people understand these laws? Did they know that there were limitations on how many household pets you could have?
No, generally people have no clue. They keep what they feel is reasonable. And we haven't had real issues with the law the way it's written, but now that it's come up, it's time to look at it and say, how many pets can you have? What's appropriate?
What do you think is appropriate?
We've had suggestions that two of each species is appropriate, because usually the species are so mutually exclusive that they don't impact the neighborhood or the community if you have two birds, two hamsters, two dogs, two cats.
The Noah's Ark law.
Well, yeah, two of everything, but most people don't want two of everything, and usually it's only a problem when you have more than two and you start having 5 or 10 cats or dogs.
Well, Mr. Connect, thanks so much for talking to us.
You're welcome.
Dave Connect is the chair of the Provo City Council.